You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. I'm sorry that you have to wait. I'm sorry you feel like a failure every time the plan falls through. Every time there's no reply, you just keep your head.
That's Em with Slowly. We've got Emily Wheatcroft Snape in the studio this morning. Kia ora, how are you today?
Kia ora, I'm very well, thank you.
It is great to have you in here with your recording engineer producer hat on to talk about a very cool series that you have created, which is called Record Enable.
Yes.
And you've also opened up a hardship grant at the moment, which we'll get to that bit in a second, but let's start at the very beginning. What is Record Enable and why have you set it up?
So Record Enable, I basically set it up. I started it last year, really thinking about when I was in my study and kind of what problems I had in terms of like wanting to achieve my goals in becoming an audio engineer in my career, and like how I could help other people sort of like me, just make that process easier for them.
Totally.
So last year I started like a gear award. So it was $2,000 to go to two people to help them buy equipment to help set them up for their career. And then I did like a little workshop, and now Record Enable's just grown and grown. So it's really to help like women and non-binary people create sustainable careers in audio engineering and music production.
And it feels like it almost doesn't need to be explained, but that is definitely who you see the least of maybe in these roles.
Oh, yeah.
But not to say that they don't exist, but it is somewhere where it would be great to see more women, non-binary folks, you know, move into that space. For you working in that area, what is it, I guess, that is important about having people from those backgrounds or those identities, I guess, in the recording studio? Why do you think that's significant?
I think because, like, creativity is so personal, and it's so, like, very much, like, how you express yourself is so dependent on, like, your cultural background, your, like, life experiences. And so to have more women and non-binary people in the studio, it allows, I feel like, more stories to be told better, you know?
Yeah.
And different clients may respond differently to different people. And yeah, so like having just like the same type of person every time may not be helpful for doing that.
Yeah, totally. There's questions that are easier to ask one person than another person, and that's not because the other person's not necessarily great at what they do, but as you said, sometimes there's this like shared thing you don't have to explain,
or absolutely,
yeah, someone knows how to tell that story really well. What have you been doing with Record Enable? As you mentioned, you know, there's been various other grants, you've run some workshops. What kind of stuff have you been doing in these workshops?
So it's been, the workshops I've been focusing on have been kind of people just above beginner, so like advanced, beginner, intermediate sort of things, and it's been like recording studio based, so teaching people how to actually use a recording studio, how to record kind of more formally, as opposed to like when you're at home and you're just like recording vocals and you think you know what you're doing. This is like, we're really going to tell you how to do this stuff.
That's awesome. That's such helpful, you know, nuts and bolts type information.
Yeah.
Did you get that type of support when you were starting out, or is it the kind of, you're filling a gap you feel like you would have enjoyed to have?
I think I did because I studied it.
Yeah.
Like I got my degree and then I interned at a studio for 3 years. So I really got that. But I know that like my first workshop that I did was actually catered to more towards like women musicians who were like really experienced musicians who had been in studio a million times, who totally have the taste to be engineers but have never just like been talked through how to set up a drum kit.
Yeah.
So that was to try sort of accelerate their knowledge and be like, you could very easily go be a producer or an engineer. You just need to like fill in those gaps.
Totally. And that can sometimes be the hardest kind of hurdle to overcome is when when you also have knowledge already and you're trying to walk in and be like, take me seriously, but I do need to learn some things as well. Yeah, that's where it can be so nice to come in and be like, here's someone who will understand where I'm coming from when I walk into this space, and I don't have to worry about feeling embarrassed or any of those like fuck-a-ma feelings that can come up when you step into that place.
Absolutely.
So tell us a wee bit about the hardship grant that you've set up. What is it? Who are you trying to support? What are people going to be able to do with this?
Yeah, so when we did the kind of gear-based award last year, we realized that the format for it didn't quite work. So I sort of wanted to like sort of recalibrate what we were doing. There was a lot of people who applied for it who just had general hardship, who sort of said, I'm studying audio engineering, but I've got a sick family member, so I have to get, you know, a two-hour bus or whatever into uni every day. And so to like, that was really hard to not give, you know, that grant to them because that's not what that grant was for.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to make this, do this hardship award this time to be sort of like supporting those people to complete their study. So the award is, it's for two people, $1,000 if you're studying audio engineering or music production in any aspect of your study next year. So even if it's like you're doing a music course but you're sort of doing some production as part of that.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if, you know, maybe you realize that you really like it and you want to continue on with that.
You never know until you start it, really. Yeah.
And have the opportunity to actually commit to it properly.
Yeah. So what's the grant specifically going to support? Is it just a cash payment or how does it work?
Yeah. So we're working with the New Horizons for Women Trust, and it was really great. It's really great to work with them because they have a very strong, they really know what they want. So like you don't have to be a New Zealand citizen. You can be a New Zealand citizen or a resident, which is great. You don't have to be over 18. So if you're 17 and you're studying, you can still get it. The award is for people who identify as women within any part of their gender identity. And that's self-identifying as well. So we don't need any proof or anything of that.
Yeah.
And the money itself, like we don't police what you spend it on.
Cool.
So you just get given the money and you can use it for whatever you need to use it for.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that makes such a big difference. So, I mean, there's so many amazing scholarships out there, but sometimes they can be quite narrow with what you can use it for.
Yeah.
Artists often just need the thing cash. That means they can, cash. The thing that means they can go and do the gig or go to the recording session or end up in their class on time, you know. Mm. That stuff's so important. This is a really awesome, awesome initiative. How do people get in touch if this sounds like them, Em? Where do they go?
So you can go to recordenable.com. Nice. That is our website. There's also Recordenable NZ on Instagram. Or you can go to the New Horizons for Women Trust as well.
Awesome.
And all those places will direct you to how you can apply.
We will put links to those in our podcast after the show as well, so you can find it there too.
Amazing.
Really cool initiative. And are there going to be other Recordenable projects coming up in this year or in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing I can actually say right now.
Watch this space.
Keep an eye out for it because there's some really cool stuff coming this year.
And you guys have a good Instagram, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. We'll link that too. What's the handle?
Recordenable NZ.
Fab. Thank you so much, Emily Wheatcroft-Snape, for coming in this morning. We're going to listen to another of your tracks. This is Phases. You're on BFM Breakfast.
Phases of you, phases of you, phases of you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.